This summer, get ready to do it out. Donald Big Bully Trump, the man with the small hands but huge, you know, versus Lion Ted Cruz, the senator with the creepiest face since Freddy Krueger, live in Cleveland, Ohio, July 18th through the 21st in a GOP match that's too big to miss. Oh, yeah, the other governor will be there, too. Oh, what's his name?
John Kasich.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Come out for a match of the ages. There'll be trash talk.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him.
Spouses!
Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone.
Protest!
You say jobs are an issue, Donald Trump says he wants to bring them back!
And more trash talk!
This guy will say anything.
Get your tickets now! They're going fast! Trump!
They call him Lion Ted. He holds the Bible high, and then he goes down, he puts the Bible down, and then he lies.
Cruz!
I don't get angry often, but you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time.
And that other governor.
Come on, John Kasich.
Yeah, okay. This summer, don't miss it!
It is like a WWE SmackDown.
All right, I want to go back to the story that is dominating. It's always that day. It always happens.
What?
I don't. Every day that Trump is not at Mar-a-Lago, he goes out and he does something so goofy that you cannot believe it. It is as though he is trying to blow his entire. It's like every day he wants to set fire to his campaign so he can go home. And when he does it, his numbers go up.
Right. It has a reverse effect. So far, it has.
So here's what he said. He got into this, and I want to play the whole thing because we missed a little bit of it in the top five. And it's the most important part. And I want to play this, and then I don't know. Then I'll relax.
I don't think that's true.
But this is really fascinating what occurred today, because this is a situation where the pro-life and the pro-choice
mm-hmm.
communities got together.
They did for the
first time ever
in the history of man
to stop and go, he's wrong about this.
That we both disagree with Trump.
Right. And we'll explain what happened if you're just joining, you know, or you might have kind of heard about it during the day or not. And it's a sensitive and very unfunny issue, abortion.
As unfunny as it gets.
Right. And it's a great tragedy on every level. Even people in the pro-choice world, you know, tell you what how tragic it is in some cases for the women who go through this.
Right.
And women who have made that choice, and it's a very, very sad thing. But Trump now wades into it again, completely unprepared and irresponsible, as he is on almost every issue. Right. Where when he was asked by the just as an aside here, I don't know if people want to see what really goes on. The New York Times, sat down with the New York Times over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he did an editorial board interview, and they started asking about nuclear stuff, and he got so lost in it. He goes, "Hey, I want." He started calling some of the people at the table pretty. It's a beautiful group, and then he started. Now, who am I talking to? You know, he wanted everybody. He wanted to keep changing the subject
because they were drilling down on details, which hasn't been his strong suit throughout this campaign.
Strong doesn't have any details, and yet his supporters don't care. It seems because they believe his hucksterism. But now watch him here. This is fascinating. This is going to run tonight on NBC.
MSNBC, isn't it?
MSNBC. Mm-hmm. Whatever. What's the difference?
Same thing, essentially, except one's a broadcast network, one's a cable.
This is going to run on MSNBC. This is Chris Matthews and Donald Trump, and Chris Matthews wants to take him on. Now watch this.
Should the woman be punished for having an abortion?
Look.
This is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime
or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on.
Dodge.
You got to give Chris Matthews some credit for this artful way he leads him down the path here. It's like, oh my gosh, because he really was finally getting a detail out of him. And that's where he was perplexed. That's where he didn't know what to say.
And you know, there's, by the way, there's a perfect way for him to have gotten out of this. If he knew what he was doing, which he does not, he could have said, I just leave it up to the states. It's not a federal issue. It's a states' rights issue. Goodbye.
That's what his campaign eventually released a statement saying just that hours later.
Right. But he's not smart enough to figure it out at the moment.
He didn't say that.
You're calling Donald Trump dumb, because, but he's not. He's a billionaire. You have to be smart in some ways to be a billionaire. But in other ways, like this, where your ego is outsizing even your wallet, it does not necessarily say that he's properly temperamented. His intellect is properly temperamented for this. But I digress.
Mm-hmm. Let me speak for himself, because I think it's strong enough.
It's very
hard. But you're forbidding
it. Are you going to say put them in jail? Is that what you're talking about?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
Now, what's interesting about that is he's talking about an era in which he was, you know, he grew up in that era. He's familiar with it. And, you know, Donald Trump was getting some action, you know, early on
in
his life.
I don't think he'd deny it.
Yeah.
He's proud of that.
It was a conversation that a lot of couples had, right, about what happens if we get, you know, are you going to go to Switzerland? Are you going to go to Canada? Or are you going to go, you know, are you going to go to New York State? There was, you know, some places in New York State where it was legal. You had to go state by state, essentially.
There's some backroom abortions going on in New York as well.
Right.
And this is the other way of doing it.
And a lot of women got hurt very, very badly by doctors who were not skilled.
I did.
At doing it. And that's one of the reasons, that was one of the arguments that was being made to make it legal and safe in America, right?
And they were also taking matters into their own hands, and that was equally or more so unsafe,
right,
in a lot of circumstances. Women were losing their lives.
So this was it was bad. I mean, it's a very complicated issue, and it is a very, very bad thing. But he's going to this, which is he's saying that he basically said we're going to put it behind the shadows again, because he's now acknowledging he doesn't really have a thought out pro-life position. He's now just throwing it back into, and I think he thought that was a reasonable solution when he said it. Well, just, you know, they'll find some doctors who'll do it for the right price, and they'll be all right.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think.
How do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, I get to the question. Here's my problem.
But let me ask you. But what do you say about...
It's not funny.
...your church? Yeah, it's really not a funny thing. What do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to...
See how he's doing there?
Turning it around, trying to dodge, right?
Right.
He's not trying to answer the question.
Turn it back on you, Chris Matthews. But then Chris Matthews basically says, whoa. I'm not running for president.
He's not running for president.
You're running for president. We want to know what your position is.
You running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States. Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Ten years?
I don't know. I don't know.
You take positions and everything else.
I do take positions and everything else. It's a very complicated position.
In other words, I have no idea what I
No clue.
Into.
Yeah. He says, like Ronald Reagan, I'm pro-life with exceptions. Of course, he has been pro-choice in the past. This is one of those issues that he really has flip-flopped a lot and never really defined any boundaries.
Oh, be what he is, whatever he is. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't seem to hurt him, except now what he did is he did the one thing in American history that has not been done. In American history, in American political history, we've never had a pro-life, pro-choice holding of hands where they got together and they both said, what the hell did he just say?
All of the groups are like now putting out statements. March for Life says no pro-lifer would ever want to punish a woman who has chosen abortion. And of course, the pro-choice side is saying that even in stronger words, I think. This is not the answer. Trump's an idiot, is what they're saying.
He's taking the exact same position that was taken in the movie The Birdcage by Nathan
great
Lane.
Great movie, by the way. I want to go back and watch that again since you brought it up.
One of the great movies of all time.
Hank Azaria is amazing.
And remember, the plot here is that there's this gay couple who's raising a child in Miami.
Calista Flockhart
is the girl. No, she's not the child. She's the girlfriend.
The girlfriend, right.
Right. They're raising a son, and Calista Flockhart is the daughter of a very conservative Ohio senator who
come
who's
over for dinner,
coming to meet the parents
in Miami.
I mean, they got to figure out how to make the woman, the man, the one guy. You know, Nathan Lane plays the less dominant of the couple,
Mumsy.
And how to make him into a woman. And make him into a woman, and she has to pretend to be conservative, like Donald Trump. She's not quite sure about the issues, but she knows she thinks she knows what to say because she listened to Rush Limbaugh.
Of course, it's very wrong to kill an abortion doctor. Many pro-lifers
dead.
I don't agree with them, but many of them sincerely feel that if you stop the doctors, you'll stop the abortions.
Well, that's ridiculous. The doctors are only doing their jobs. If you're going to kill someone, kill the mothers. That'll stop them.
Which sounds only a little bit more ridiculous than what he said.
Right!
Just a
See,
little bit.
It was a farce. That movie is a farce. It is based on all these false premises and taking things to the extreme. And we have a guy who's the front runner, and I would say 60% chance will be president of the United States, taking a similar position. All right, now the Trump campaign, everybody reacted to this.
Yeah.
Cruz reacted, Kasich reacted. They both said, no, that's crazy.
They
Hillary Clinton said, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, it did. I mean, it's crazy. And he's already got, this is something that's important for Republicans. He has a 75%, Donald Trump does, disapproval rating with women. 75%. 3 out of 4 women asked about him in voting age.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot lower with Republican women in particular. I think it's only about 38% or 40%. But yeah, overall, countrywide, he's got
75%.
A very strong negative polling with
women.
Well,
I'm going to tell you something. That 38% that had that only thought he had they were ones that
the Republican women
disavowed him, or
maybe now there might be another.
It's
going to
go a little higher than 38%.
There's a new poll coming up, I think.
So the campaign released this hours later, because this is all going to run tonight. If Congress were to pass legislation making abortion illegal, the federal courts upheld the legislation, or any state were permitted to ban abortion under state and federal law, the doctor or any other person performing this illegal act upon a woman would be held legally responsible, not the woman. The woman is a victim in this case, as is the life in her womb. My position has not changed. Like Ronald Reagan, I am pro-life with exceptions. In other words, well, first of all, he didn't write that because that's not in his style of communication.
He didn't even tweet that. That was written on a totally different letterhead. It was, this was somebody else put it together. So this is what we really, 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 really meant.
Oh, God.
Not what he said.
Oh, my God. All right.
But it's a total reversal is the issue why it's making such news today. It's completely the opposite of what he had said before.
Never done that before. Again, new history. He's actually corrected himself. But even in this, he does not acknowledge that he made a mistake.
No, he doesn't. But he'll be asked about this. You know, this will be a topic for the next couple of days, and we'll see how he answers that total change.
And I'll be honest with you. The problem with this entire argument is that this really is, this was once and will again be fought to become a states' rights issue. Right? I mean, that's the way that it's going to be that legal challenges to this as it continues, and a lot of them are driven by religious organizations and also mm-hmm. other citizens who are pro-life, they're going to try to take this as a state-by-state issue as opposed to a federal issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to they feel to be able to combat what they see as a sin and an evil in American society. Now, what is amazing about this is that Donald Trump did not just automatically know that and use the dodge at all politicians who don't want to take a position right before an election in Wisconsin, of all places.
Where he's losing to Cruz right now, based on the polls, by
10%.
10%.
Yeah.
Pretty big margin. Yeah, I mean, this just shows you some of the things that will be decided with the new president. I mean, the Supreme Court's balance, and this will be one of the issues that could be coming up.
All he would have to say, as a president, if Roe versus Wade does eventually get overturned, as president, I wouldn't have authority to make a decision about that anyway. That would be up to the states. That's his answer. Hello, goodbye. This doesn't happen all day long.
So much for prepping the candidate.
But his campaign manager is too busy.
Well, I don't think you can prep somebody like him, and that maybe that's what's so appealing about him is that he doesn't speak in the sound bites. He just speaks his mind, even if he hasn't really researched the issue.
But if he speaks his mind and he's wrong, why don't his voters hold it against him? That's the part I don't get. And the bigger issue is the nuclear thing. That's so much bigger and so much more important.
So much
and he doesn't know what he's talking about there. He's talking about nuclear proliferation, then he wants more countries to have nukes. It's crazy talk, I tell you. Violetta, get me out of this.
Help, help.